G'day, podcast.
Mona Lisa.
Hang on, hang on.
Mona Lisa.
No.
Oh, but that means stop.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
No, sorry, I wasn't stopping. I was like presenting my hand like...
Go forth.
Yeah.
Yes. That's our code word.
Yeah, for pink in Paris. How many years between us have we been doing this, the three of us? Like 60 at least.
I think this is my 12th or my 13th year.
12th.
Okay.
It's my 7th.
Okay.
Together.
And my...
18th.
Yep.
So hang on, are you turning 19 or you're turning 18?
I'm turning 19 in October.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. Mm. Crazy. That's so crazy.
University soon. Building up a huge hex deck that I'll never use.
Yeah. Big show today. I think it'll be included in the Alpha Bucks went off.
Mm-hmm. $10,000.
She smashed it.
Didn't she?
She's very good.
Smashed it. So you'll hear that in there. Of course, we'll give you answers to tomorrow's Alpha Bucks games as well. We got up to a fair bit today. Spoke to some office ladies from schools, which was fun. Abby Chatfield joined us to talk mm-hmm. F-Boy Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
I got a message from Gary, who listens to the show, saying yes. F-Boy. What does that stand for? Is that like for funny boy? And it's just a group of comedians trying to impress girls that say, that's funny.
Comedians love that, don't they?
That's really funny.
That you're funny. You're funny.
You're funny.
If you are a regular listener, you'll know every Tuesday, Scotty Too Hottie, Abby's husband, joins us for Tradie Chat Tuesday. He may be getting an expanding role in the show.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
Look, I think anytime you go out and do something different on radio, it's always better.
Mm.
You know? Mm.
He's a hard man to try and tie down, though.
Is that going to be one of his segments? No, g'day, guys. I want to talk a bit about bondage, eh?
This is brought to you by Ratchet Straps.
Yeah, just before he leaves the bedroom, he flicks the ropes and goes, she's not going anywhere.
You know what they say about Gaffer?
Oh, I want to be here tomorrow. Don't. That was entrapment. Yeah. Solid gag, though.
All righty. You'll find out what that is all about. Let's get into it. Here's the podcast.
Start your day the better way with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hi, my name's Nicole Madigan. I was stalked for 3 years and it had a huge impact on me. I really hope this opens up a conversation about stalking and we can lead to some change.
I've started reading a book. I say that like that because being so dyslexic, I'm not often a reader, but I have. I've started reading it and it is amazing. The author of it is Nicole Madigan and her book is called Obsession Morning.
Hello.
Now, this is a book. It is a true story. Can you explain what the story is?
So the book is a combination of memoir and research. So the memoir aspect is my own personal experience with stalking. And I guess it's an experience that went on for about 3 years. I was stalked by a female who was known to my partner at the time, now my husband.
And you're a journalist, so of course you kind of go, oh my God, this is a story that I need to put on paper, I guess, as part of therapy as well. What are some of the things that you learned, I guess, about the psychology of people that do stalk?
Yeah, I guess being a journalist and once the sort of the police put a name to the experience, stalking, I just wanted to know more about it and in particular the why. Mm. You know, it sort of intrigued me about why this person was doing this to me and why people can get so fixated on another person for such a long period of time. So I just wanted to look into that. And I guess what I found was that, you know, there's a huge number of reasons why people stalk other people, but it all sort of comes back down to obsession and fixation and that sense of entitlement to another person.
How much does it change the viewpoint of other people, like the law enforcement and stuff, when the stalker is another female? Because that to me is a difference here. Normally when you hear a woman's being stalked, you assume it's by a jaded ex-partner or a boyfriend mm-hmm. that wants to get back.
And there's a reason why people sort of default to the male perpetrator, and that's because it usually is. Mm. So female stalking is far less common. And then in this case, it's also one step removed because this person was essentially a stranger to me.
Yeah.
From my perspective, it made things feel a bit more sort of sinister and disturbing because it was a stranger. When I did go to police, I think you know, being a female and not being a physical interaction, it did cause them to take it a little bit less seriously at first.
Yeah.
Did you have a moment, because it was your partner's ex, where you were like, they're still together?
Not really, only because it was during COVID a lot of this, that when all of this took place. So there was a lot of lockdowns and things like that. So it was
you
more...
You knew there was, yeah.
You knew where he was, he wasn't snaking out. Yeah, okay, fair.
Well, that could very well...
It could happen, though, you know, because that gets assumed sometimes. Is her obsession because he's cheating on her?
Absolutely. And in the beginning, I thought maybe that was the path she was going to go down, actually, with trying to get me to think like that. But and maybe it was because of COVID, I don't know, but it just kind of changed tack quite quickly and left him out of the picture after that, and kind of just fixated on me and sort of personal attacks and rumour spreading and sort of that implied physical stalking. And
what do you think, what would be your advice, I guess, for someone that feels like they're going through it? Did you keep a record of it? Was it easier to, I guess, convince police if you had proof? Like, what would be your advice, I guess, put it over the line for them to actually take this really seriously?
It's absolutely essential to keep a record of everything. I had done that. I don't know why. It could be because of the line of work I'm in, but I naturally did that. But the police said to me that a lot of people don't do that. They get these horrible messages or things in their mailbox or whatever it may be, and they dispose of them because they just don't want them around. But if it wasn't for that really thick file of evidence, I wouldn't have got anywhere. And even with that, it was quite difficult. So I would say keep a record of absolutely everything and listen to your instincts. You know, if you feel scared, you probably have a reason to be.
You said you came face-to-face with her for the first time in the courtroom. You know, stalking, you think they're following you, they're hanging around your house, they're doing that sort of thing. What did she do to you?
So in my situation, it was all online and telephone. So it started off with Facebook messages, and they came sort of thick and fast for the first kind of 6 months. She used Facebook as well to contact my mum and my ex-husband and create a fake account in my name. She then moved on to telephone, texting me from different phone numbers along the same lines, and then over to Instagram, where it became more of a public spectacle.
Just sending you abuse and stuff, was she?
Yeah, so it sort of varied from sending abusive messages to sending defamatory messages to friends and family, or this fake account that she created in my name, sending messages on my behalf, and then eventually just all of these sort of public memes and messages and posts on Instagram, ultimately sort of putting my home address online and posting places where we'd been and things like that. So it started to become a little bit more, you know, she implied physical stalking, but I never actually saw that physical stalking.
Well, your book, Obsession, it is out now. Nicole Madigan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
You're up. You bumped the off button.
No, I did not.
You always say that.
Oh, can we get the cameras? That is not true. You did not turn me on.
I turned you on.
You didn't.
Well, you're up.
I think I know.
You can bump your off there.
That's off. Did that one. Yeah. Didn't do the last one. Do you want to argue about it?
Yeah, you are 100%. Arguing about it right now. You're literally in an argument about it.
No, you didn't turn me on.
Right now.
Hey, I was going to say, you're
always the man's fault.
That is true.
Yeah. Could be two women. What happens then?
Don't.
School, what's going on at school?
Well, I was saying, you know when you get the call from school or childcare and you're like, oh, like you have to answer it because it might be bad. Mm. And I do like the office ladies because they always say, how are you? Nothing bad.
Mm.
And you're like, okay, thank you for saying that. And a few times I've got, it is really bad, you're going to have to come here straight away.
Yeah.
So I've from then gone straight to the emergency. We've had like 12 stitches before. We've had broken noses before, broken hands before.
Macadamia nut up the nose.
No, they didn't get a call from the school. Nah, that was a childcare.
That was
I got three boys, you know. We're off and there. frequent attenders. But this one I got a call and I was like, it's getting a bit ridiculous with Jagger. He doesn't particularly love school, loves the sport, loves his friends, but just doesn't really like the actual...
academia.
Yeah. Mm. And I got a call at about 22 and I was like...
A joke.
20 to 3. But she knew it though. She knew it. And this wasn't the normal one. This is someone else filling in saying, hey, Abby, hope you're well. I know the time. Nothing bad. But Jack is just here and he's got a sore tummy. And I was like, well, he's celiac. So I do rush because he might have had that. And I was like, what does he say happened is what I said. Oh, he's hit by a soccer ball. So I was like, no worries, I'll come now. So I got the other child, went to the school thing and he was there. I was like, how are you going? He's like, good. Gets back in the car. I was like, so what happened? It's like lunchtime. Hit by a soccer ball. It was pretty bad. It's like, cool. And I wanted to see.
At lunchtime?
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
No, he wasn't in PE and it happened.
No, it was at lunch because he's doing the soccer academy and that's at lunchtime.
Okay.
But it's okay because he got then, is it a foul or something?
Yeah,
be a foul. Yeah, and I thought I had to pick him up because I thought maybe he's dropped from the A's to the B's and that's why he's upset. But no, everything's good. He's still good with that.
Right. He's just being a soccer player. Just pretending to be hurt for a while and then.
Oh, he's very good. I said, what subject were you in when you decided it was bad? And he looks away because he's trying not to smirk. He's like, I was in, but I don't mind it, but I was in spelling. I was like, wait. So you call me when you're in spelling, but it didn't hurt when you then went from the class after lunchtime to that one, which was probably PE. That one didn't hurt.
Jagger, how do you spell establishment? Miss, my stomach feels sore.
It was sore. Right. But to his credit, he managed to do an hour and a half of swimming after and play basketball with his brother.
So that's on that teacher, though. Why did his teacher let him go out to the office?
I think they have to.
No,
don't
she's
they?
Gorgeous. No, you have to. How can you?
You have to.
Yeah, ask him. He's got Rory who always calls as well.
Yeah, we're keeping a tally. I think you just edged ahead yesterday.
I think I did. I really think I did.
Because if they say they've got a sore stomach and you go, rubbish, Jagger, and it turns out his appendix burst.
It's not the 80s, mate, when we were at school. No. I know what you're thinking. That used to happen when we were there, but it's not like that anymore. They can't do it because now they've got COVID.
Mm. See, I've been in schools before for my children and a kid has walked in and the lady at the office, I'm not saying it's at the current school that they're at.
Okay. Sure.
That was when Ethan was at school, so maybe it was a while ago.
Yeah.
I've gone in to pick up Ethan and there would be another kid that would walk in and the office lady would be like, no, Lucy, not today, not interested in your rubbish, get out. Yeah. And Lucy would be like, oh, okay.
Poor Lucy.
And I'm like, what? She'd be like, oh, she's always here whinging about something. She's got a problem. And I respect that. The office lady at a school, she is running the joint.
She's the first line of defence, isn't
and,
she?
And to their thing,
she's a frontline worker.
Yeah. But like I said, I've got called before by him by a broken nose, a broken wrist. He's been vomiting because someone gave him at the tuck shop gluten.
Yeah. So but like then there are Susans who just use it any time they want.
And then he's a Susan the other time.
But I can respect what they need to do, the office ladies.
It's a tough job.
I remember as a kid, you know, you go in there, she'd be like, where's your note? You bring the note. She'd look at it. She goes, how come your parents' handwriting changes every time you bring a note in?
Yeah, she's a detective. She's a nurse. Yep. She's a counsellor. She's a first aid.
Yeah. How come this permission slip is signed?
I don't want to get it wrong. Sorry. The office person.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be sexist here. Yeah. Only a woman can deal with that many things at once. If you put a man in there, he would just crumble.
There might be office men out there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But probably not. Let's be honest.
I reckon there would be.
Answering phones, dealing with kids, stuff for the principal.
Making a sandwich.
That's a woman.
Mum forgot my lunch today.
Oh, how many times a day do they cop that, do you reckon?
So much.
Just to find out Mum did pack the lunch. They were just trying to get money for the tuck job.
Was that what happened, Matt?
I did it all the time. Get out, Matthew. Not today. Not interested.
Exactly. You're one of those. You see, and then now you realise what a pain in the ass you were.
But there's certain kids that do it. And I don't think I've ever got a call from my eldest.
Right. No, right.
No.
Can we please hear from you today, office people?
Office ladies. You can say
it. 13, 10, 60. What's it like being on the front line? Mm. What have you dealt with children?
In the trenches.
Yeah.
Mm. You got to be good with blood, I've noticed.
Yeah.
Not mind spilling some?
No, I just...
They don't.
I went to the school once and I was like, oh, that's good. She's like, there was so much blood. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't realise like the shoes had been washed because she didn't want to freak me out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. They also know where that sawdust stuff is to put on the vomit on the carpet, you know. Hey, Anna, thanks for calling through. We want to hear from the office ladies this morning.
Yeah. I was the wellness educator, so I did all the wellness of the students' mental health and first aid and dealt with the parents and staff as well. And I used to have lots come in that weren't actually sick but just needed a little bit of extra love. So it was just me and 1,000 students. So I had an ice machine, and that ice machine was the most phenomenal thing ever. So a child came in sick, have a cup of ice. They fell over on the playground, have a cup of ice. And in the end, I nominated that ice machine staff member of the year.
Oh my God, I love that. It's your version of Run It Off.
Yeah.
But it's a magic ice machine. That's cool.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
It was magic. Yeah.
Very good. So you would notice it would just be kids who just wanted a little hug, really. They just.
There was. Yeah. And there was some, and they'd say, I have a sore finger, and I would know if it was their sore finger, it was a sore heart.
Oh.
And you could tell the difference.
Anna.
And you don't work, yeah. When did you finish that job?
I finished it a year ago. I work with young mums now, which is just as amazing. I get baby cuddles all day, so I'm very blessed.
Give the mums a cup of ice when they're feeling down.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm considering the investment there too.
Kaylee, hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Now, you're not an office lady, but you've got a story about one.
No, I'm not an office lady, but someone pegged a tennis ball when I was in primary school, and I caught it, and the excruciating pain of my hand, the office lady did not believe me and sent me back to class, and after school went to the doctors, and it was actually a fractured pinky.
Old school.
Yeah. You know what you needed, Kaylee? Some ice.
Yes, where was a cup of ice?
A cup of ice, school? Stav. Oh, she needed a cup of ice. Be careful on your delivery.
Sure.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
We're headed to F-Boy Island.
Hey, you can watch it on Binge, F-Boy Island. Kind of like when you swear in front of your parents, you know? the host, Abby Chatfield, is on with us. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What a fun show.
Oh, it is. It is just like silly fun. The word that I was describing it as, it's just camp. And some straight people didn't understand that. But it's just camp. It's silly. It's fun. It's like my favourite show to watch even. It's just been a joy.
Is that a bit hard? Because when you're announced to be the host and people are like, oh, my God, you've said this in the past and you stand up for this, and you're like, oh, for God's sake. Like, I'm not a poster girl for every single campaign that you want to run, but you're like, just take it for what it is. It's a show.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Absolutely that. But also it's a very, I would say it's one of the most, like, quote-unquote feminist shows there is. I mean, the whole point is to point out the poor behaviour of these F-boys. I mean, I think people wanted to assume that it was glorifying F-boys, but why would we call it F-Boy Island? F-Boy is not, it's not a compliment if someone's getting called an F-Boy. I'm glad that everyone can now see that it's a joke to the point where there's even skits.
What makes someone an F-Boy?
So, like, I think from talking to all these guys, and they go to this place called Limbro after they're eliminated if they're an F-boy, and I kind of rehabilitate them.
Okay. How do you really rehabilitate them if they're... Like, I mean, you're on an island with them, Abby. Was there not any that you go, oh, God? I mean, like, I know you're not supposed to like them,
but... When you have your patience, Abby, you've got to really... You can't judge them. You've got to try and understand.
But I mean, like, wasn't there any that you found attractive? I mean, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes in my past I would have been with guys that are not that nice, but sometimes...
You loved an arsehole. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that's what you felt like at the time, though. Mm.
I mean, the thing is, not really, because I'm the host,
okay,
so I don't
course,
really, like,
professional.
You know, I would never even think about it. But, like, some of them I did think, oh, you actually are kind of funny, or, like, you actually aren't that bad, but you're just deeply insecure. And they try to fill a void by sleeping around and maybe not talking to women the way that they should. So we tried to work through that with the, with the beautiful things.
I think we need to talk about the bigger controversy that no one has seemed to have touched on yet, and that is the fact, the unescapable, unimaginable fact, Abby Chatfield, that the show is called F-Boy Island, and it is filmed in Casuarina, which is not, by any state of the imagination, an island, ma'am.
Well, actually, Australia is an island, so...
Got it! Touché!
Got it!
Touché!
We are just in a location of the island. The fact that it's in Casuarina makes me piss myself. But it is, like,
Look, it's we're on the beach. It was a beautiful location, mm-hmm. and we had a beautifully shaped resort. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's gorgeous.
Like, I'm not sure what I can say during breakfast. I'm used to a night show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a perfect location, I think.
So they go on there. The girls have to weed out who the F-boys are.
They work together.
And get the guys who are genuinely looking for love. Is there a chance at a spin-off like they do with The Bachelorette? And what do you think we would call it if we did a spin-off where there was girls,
in the US, they actually, I think, they pitched F-Girl Island.
Right.
I'm not sure how it would work because the point is kind of that the women are empowered. That's kind of the whole thesis of the show. But it has been pitched. You know, I would love to see a lesbian version.
Oh, yeah.
Because being in queer circles, like the amount of drama there is in lesbian world is amazing. It's beautiful. So I want that. And all my queer friends and I are saying we want lesbian island. I don't know how, like, F lesbian. I don't know how will we name it. I'm workshopping it to pitch it. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Think it in your head, Manny. Don't say it out loud.
What?
Yeah, true.
No, I'm just thinking, so my sister is a lesbian and she used to get really annoyed at me because I would always ask her how her girlfriend was and she would get annoyed because I would say the name of the girlfriend before.
Keep up, Maddie.
I'd be like, I can't keep up. Just because, you know, and she'd get really annoyed at me.
They're just efficient with their dating.
They are. They're very efficient.
Efficient Girl Island doesn't have the same ring to it, though, does it? Efficient Girl Island.
We're going through the girls until we get to the one we want.
They all came with all their belongings, ready to move in.
Exactly. I love it.
How are you coping, though? Because you've been so busy. You're doing your night show. You've been filming this. You've been on your trauma dump tour. And then you've got Masked Singer. Has that started filming?
Yes, Masked Singer starts in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm literally looking at my calendar right now in front of me. I got like a nano calendar where I've like written everything out in different color codes to get my brain right. I mean, I'm okay. I'm on the home stretch now. The start of the year was scary because I had two shows to film, a national tour, I had the radio show, obviously two podcasts a week as well. But now I'm kind of like, all I've got is one TV show and a nightly radio show. That should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to you with Jimmy and Nathan. It's just been so funny because they're like, Abby's got her dream of retiring at 35, and they're like, yeah, with all she's doing at the moment, that's actually possible.
Yeah, they're, I love them so much. They're such angels. They're the best.
Well, I'm going to get on and check this out. Check out these F-Boys. On Binge is where you can see it, F-Boy Island. Abby Chatfield, a pleasure. Thanks for getting up early to chat with us.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Good on. Thanks,
Don't forget, too, you can Thanks. Hear Abby every night as well, right here on B105. It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Kathleen Folbig is a free woman. After two decades behind bars for killing her four children, Folbig was today pardoned and released from jail as a landmark inquiry into her convictions found there was reasonable doubt as to her guilt.
Yeah, the 55-year-old has been released. Do you guys know anything about...
No. Not until you brought it up this morning. I'd never even heard of this.
I just thought it was so tragic. She's gone from being, like, you know, Australia's worst serial killer to someone who has been pardoned and wrongly accused.
Mm.
Now they're looking into compensation for her. But, I mean, nothing could ever bring... Like, there's four children that sadly passed away. I think her eldest was 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've done a lot more scientific research into it and saying that they could have had a genetic disorder that made them die of SIDS.
Yeah.
Because SIDS is still like the unknown.
It's such a huge mystery back then, even more so as well, because we knew very, very, very little about it. And now with the advancements in medical technology, it's shown a bit of a light on what might have occurred. It's such a weird, strange, horrible story, isn't it?
Yeah. But there is so many. I mean, like, you know, Kathleen now, I guess, is out, but she's 55 years of age. She's lost so much of her life. And I mean, her life would have just been destroyed when she lost her children. They're saying that a lot of the evidence that put her away was her diary entries. And a lot of psychiatrists have come out and said, if you read it, you can read it in two different versions.
Yeah.
If you read it as a grieving mother, it makes sense because she's like, I can't believe that I've caused my children to leave. Mm. Because if you've had four children that have died, of course you think it. So people are like, if you read it with that aspect, or if you read it as if you believe that she's guilty, you can read it from that point of view. Well, does that make sense?
100%. Yeah. I think any parent, regardless of how it occurs, any parent that loses a child would go through a period of blaming themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a history of it, and I always think that this happens overseas, but there's history in Australia of people that have been wrongly accused. And Ronald Ryan was the last person to be executed in Australia. And he had a really troubled childhood. He was behind bars. And then in December 1965, him and a fellow inmate decided to escape the prison. Obviously wrong. And during the escape, a prison guard was shot and killed. So then he was found guilty and sentenced to death. So he did.
He was hung, wasn't he?
He was hung, I think, yeah. He was hung in Victoria. And then a lot of people have come out and said, no, it actually could have been the prison guards themselves that shot another prison guard while trying to shoot them. And the other guy that was escaping with him came out and said, yeah, that was right, because his rifle had actually jammed, so there was no way that he would be able to.
Right.
God.
You'll remember Lindy Chamberlain.
Well, yes, of course.
Yeah, her and her husband, Michael.
For years,
because she was the one that her dingo took her baby. And they're saying that a lot of the evidence of that was on blood that was found in the car. And then it came out that it turned out to be a soundproofing compound that had been applied at the time of manufacture.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean? It wasn't even blood at all.
No, but you got to remember how.
Remember, this was back in the 70s.
Well, 1982.
Yeah.
So they just look at it and said it looks like blood. Wouldn't go and actually probably test it.
It does seem really weird, doesn't it? But you think about all this. Now they're saying there's scientific evidence to prove that her children had some sort of, genetic disorders. You couldn't prove it back then. Technology. Is that bad?
Well, you think, what technology are we using now that in 20 or 30 years' time we will look back and go, oh, actually that technology is wrong too.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. But the thing that strikes me with these cases is, you're in prison.
Yeah.
You know that you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. That would just eat away at you, wouldn't it? The entire time.
This last guy, John.
I don't think you'd be cool with it.
No, you wouldn't.
But you'd have to find a way to get on with it.
We'll get on with what?
Life.
This guy, John Button, was found guilty of his girlfriend's murder. So he was just 19 years of age. He was celebrating his birthday with his parents and his 17-year-old girlfriend. They had a fight. And she ran off, I guess, and this is what used to always happen. So he used to always follow her in the car and sort it out. But this time he's like, I'm going to give her a little bit of time, pulled over of the car to have a cigarette. And then he continued driving. But when he approached her, he found her lying on the side of the road. So he grabbed her, took her to the family doctor just minutes away, but she actually died. So then he was found guilty because he had been in a prank earlier and had scratches on that side of the car.
Oh, so they said that he'd hit her with the car.
Yeah. And then years later, serial killer Eric Cook confessed to the murder.
Wow.
Isn't that insane? So now he was 37 years after the murder occurred. He was finally acquitted of the murder. So apparently he's turned his life to being able to help people that are wrongly accused.
I mean, how do you put a price on 20 years of your life as well? She'll get some compensation money-wise, but how... Like, what would be enough for you to be okay with it?
Nothing.
I
don't think you'll ever be okay with it.
No.
I wonder how much she'll get, though. Like, and how do they work that out? Like, how is it calculated?
Might be, like, on a basis of how much you would have earned in that time period?
No, I don't think it would be. No. I think it would be for how many years you've been in there, obviously.
Because in that case, I would have said I would have bought crypto when it first started, so pay up.
I mean, she lost four children. Her marriage broke down as a result of it, and then she was thrown in jail.
Poor woman.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, 7 and 8 a.m. $10,000 is on the line. Hit them with some answers, Stavy boy.
Okie dokie. Well, your answers for 7 a.m. because we're still doing it twice a day, even though we gave away $10,000.
Wedges and weathermen.
And your answers for 8 a.m.
A ballroom, buttercup and backpack.
Backpack.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer. A lot of holes in that story.
The movie wasn't too bad, though. The live action.
That was filmed in here, wasn't it?
Like on
the
Gold
Coast or something. All right, let's see you tomorrow, hey? I guess we'll be back tomorrow. See you then.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Ah, g'day. It's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's a devil with a spirit level, a quick draw with a hacksaw, loves an adjustable wrench and a busty wench. It's time to head to Abby's house and Scotty Too Hottie for Tradie Chat.
Hey, hoi.
Morning, sir. How are you, buddy?
Oh, ripping it.
Oh, you're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Are you at the front of the house?
I'm at the front.
Yeah, I know.
The trailer up.
See you on the on the camera.
There you go. Woo!
That's a lead. Are you out there?
Oh, Zeus did a poo. Yes.
Cool update. Right
on the basketball court. Yeah. Go on, pick it up, Jagger.
You don't have to say everything in your head.
Yes, I do. There's a lady walking down the street. I'm going to say good day.
Put her on.
He does. Yeah, he says hello to everyone. I'm like the absolute beer. And he's like the friendly one always.
It's not hard, honey.
I was going to say, that's always the thing. Is it your behaviour that people think you're a biatch, or is it just that he's overly
Let
nice?
Me explain.
Is he
Let me look explain. Bad? When you're at your house, right, and you just want to go inside, like you probably don't want to talk to anyone. You have days that you don't want to talk to anyone, right? Scotty has never had that day in his life. He doesn't have.
I do, except when you get home.
Oh! Yeah, he stays outside so he doesn't have to come inside.
Feisty Actually, today. In hindsight.
Feisty.
Yeah, I know. Haven't you worked that out yet, honey?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, because I'm in the bad book still, Scott.
With Scott. That's all right. You're right.
Okay.
Why is Abby in the bad book, Scotty?
Don't want to talk about it.
No, I better not talk about it. Better not talk about it.
If it was in the other foot, I would be in so much trouble.
Jesus, I wouldn't hear the end of it.
Hold on to that, bud. I find it's good to hang on to it.
Hey, boys, I've got footage. I have got video footage.
Ooh.
What? No, it's funny. Come on, mate.
Oh, that's... using the cameras you against on. You.
No, he would have taken footage when I got home on Friday. Drink responsibly, yep. People.
Drink responsibly, people. But, yeah, I've got some good footage. I was
Can
actually
going
to send it to you.
No.
Yeah, I was going to send it to Maddie and Stav in a group text, but then I thought, oh, it's a bit.
We need to up our TikTok numbers.
It's normally not something you want to put on there.
But, right. Yeah, Scotty's life would not
survive. Nah, that's not worth my death.
Me naked.
I don't think.
Did you get naked in the front door?
I don't know.
Anyway, let's
talk about something else, please.
Yeah, we are. Look, I want to try and paint an idea. I don't know how to go about it.
Well,
you've got this idea.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
Great chat.
So don't even ask.
Okay.
Well, I just...
It's that good, is it?
So what you do is you contact a patent lawyer, which does this, and they'll sort it out for you. Problem solved.
Oh, that's good chat. Lucky I got that other topic to talk about.
One of my mates' dads.
There was a producer on the Gold Coast, and he came in here.
Can
do you
trust these guys, though? Do you reckon they might grab the idea and go, whoa, it's a good
No,
place,
Scott. So what happens is they send you a contract, which is called a confidentiality contract, and then you sign that, and then you give them the idea, and then that's all they do all day.
The other classic.
Well, I'm going to do it, honey. I reckon this is a good idea.
The other classic thing to do, Scotty, is write it on a piece of paper and mail it to yourself, and then do not open the envelope because it'll be stamped by the post office with the date on it, and then you can always go and say, look.
Oh, Maddie.
So they used to do
it. Yeah, but you do have to patient it these days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's lawyers specifically that do it.
I looked online, and I think it's not cheap.
It's
a few thousand.
Also, though, I don't know what the idea is, obviously, but have you looked online? Because I've had a few good ideas in my day, then I've Googled it, and they already exist.
Yes, Dav. No, I've done a Google on this, and there isn't anything like that.
Okay.
So,
what's it in the realm of?
Ballpark.
Tradie stuff.
Okay.
Tradie stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Which does not narrow it down.
He hasn't told me because I don't get excited about his idea. Like,
I've had a few ideas. Mm. Yeah, Abby's like, nah, that's shite.
No, but I do what Steph does. I Google it and it already exists. Like, at what point am I supposed to be that mum that sends their child off singing on Australian Idol when they're a crap singer? Am I supposed to be that support and go, that's lovely, darling. Why don't you spend a few $100,000 on painting an idea that already exists?
Yeah, it's very true.
But do you know what this involves? And I know that you haven't been able to call a lawyer in your life because otherwise we wouldn't have been married. you have to contact them to start the conversation. I can't call them on your behalf.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit tough for me. I don't know how to use a phone.
I would have to organise the divorce and do his and mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you can't get rid of me. You can try, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's always good to remember, Scotty, is that whenever she tells you you've got dumb ideas and they're stupid, just remind her that it was your idea to marry her.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
You just let him think it was his idea?
Yeah, it was his idea. Yeah.
Well, best of luck, Scotty. Hope it makes you millions.
I'll be sharing it. And good luck today in the ratings, you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, they come out today, don't they?
Should be rating one because you got me on board.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
Thank you.
The very last Trading Chat Tuesday ever.
No, not true. If we rate number one today, you can host the show all by yourself tomorrow, mate.
Oh, I don't know about that, but, you know, I'll give it a go.
We should do that. We should do the Scotty Hour.
Maybe a couple of tradies in there.
We can't have him there for that long.
We let Scotty do a whole hour of the show solo. Whatever he wants to do.
You can't do that.
But it's from 6 to 7.
I get nervous. I'm nervous for what he says. It's 6 minutes now, and I really need to wrap this up.
13, 10, 60. If that is something that you want, let's let the listeners decide. If you would love to hear a whole hour of Scotty Too Hottie on B105 solo, produced by him, he comes up with all the topics.
That'll be bigger than Disney Day.
You'll just be about Abby, I tell you.
13,
that and Wendy. Payback. Your chick on the side.
But we have been rating well. Yeah. I mean, today might all change with the ratings, but
okay.
You never know.
Right. Well, then we could use it to help the other way. You know, obviously what we're doing is not working. It's something different. Either way.
He does it on his own.
No.
We come in at 7 one morning. I don't see the losing situation here.
Dan and Wakeley. Tradie Chat Tuesday for an hour. Are you in? You out? Ambivalent?
Yeah, mate. Bloody oath. I'd listen to them all day if you wanted to.
Do you think he's a good... Like, maybe he can replace me because we've got the same like surname and he just...
Well, someone's going to look after the kids, aren't they?
Exactly. So there you go. That's perfect.
Oh, now you're in.
Scotty with his two little girls here.
And just don't listen, Abby, if you're that worried.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
I just don't want...
And if he gets lonely, just give me a call.
Could you imagine?
Wait, if who gets lonely?
If Scotty gets lonely.
Oh, right. But it was a really lonely.
I'm
data.
Looking after the kids.
Good on you, Dan. 13, 10, 60. Would you want to hear a 1 hour special of Scotty Too Hottie, Abby's husband?
Jane and Carindale, what do you think?
Okay, so hear me out.
Uh-huh.
I think your ratings will go down.
Mm-hmm.
Will I learn anything in the hour? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But will everyone have a good laugh? Hell yeah, they will. Great pitch.
Yeah.
Okay, write that down because that's going to be the promo tagline.
Mm-hmm. Will I learn anything? Probably not.
Will I have a good laugh? Yes, I will.
Thank you, Jane.
I'm getting that as a yes, Jane. I'm like...
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a partner that's a chippy and he doesn't talk, so to hear one that actually talks is good.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got one that doesn't shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What Jane's explaining there is spicy food. You know it's going to burn your mouth, but it's going to be delicious.
Anyway?
Yeah. So you have to try it.
Uh-huh. All right, Jacob and Flagstone, what do you think of a whole hour of Scotty Too Hottie coming at you on the wireless?
I reckon we go for it. He's unreal. Love that guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a list of things he can't say, though. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have someone ready with a dump button as soon as he swears.
Yeah.
Just
dump it. There you go. Yeah.
I don't think Jacob would be swearing.
He's not actually swearing, Jacob. It's just some of the sayings he says. I go, that's not appropriate. And he's like, oh, isn't it? Like he's like
sweating like a blah in a blah blah.
Yes. And I was like, mate,
sure
you can't.
All the tradies, they stand around radios just listening to him talk all day.
That's true.
And I witnessed that.
Yeah.
All right. I propose that I reckon me and Scotty get invited to the yacht party.
he does love a party.
Well, Scotty could give away a plus one on the morning.
Is he invited though?
Yeah, of course he's invited.
Of course he's invited. Thank you, Jacob.
And he's going to invite me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we like? Is it next Tuesday?
No, it's not. Let's just check with our boss first, okay?
I can't see any reason why it wouldn't be next. But
yeah.
Next Tuesday is just as good as two Tuesdays from now.
I would be so nervous. I would be at home with the kids. Yeah. And
just don't listen.
Everyone else would listen, and you know what he's like.
Mm.
All right, well, everyone get ready for it. An hour of Scotty next Tuesday.
I can't believe this is how I'm going to lose my job.
He will see you next Tuesday.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Wisdom. It's fun to dispense, isn't it? I, for one, enjoy passing down my wisdom to the next generation?
I think I used to do it when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was so knowledgeable then. But then as I've got older, I realise not so much.
Really?
Yeah. The older I get, the more I realise I don't know.
Hmm. What about you, Maddie? Do you like dispensing your fatherly wisdom to your children and
I've learnt
such?
Not, I'm at the point in my life now, I have a 21-year-old son who's married, that I have had to stop. So I was, give it, would not take any of it, make me furious. Now I'm like, off you go, pal.
Maybe you know he what? Took
come,
it and that's why
come
he's
back
here.
To me when you're ready.
I actually realise you have the wisdom now to not give wisdom.
Now, yeah, that is a wisdom okay. in and of itself.
Yes.
And
yeah,
I think that's where I have arrived at as well. Because, and not that I've got a huge lineup of people coming to me for advice.
Yeah, who is in your everyday life going, please, Stav?
Guy at the servo.
On what topic?
How much you should charge for a Coke and a cherry ripe. Oh,
yes, you do know a price point. Mm, yeah.
You can't go past that combo, though. Is there a better combo?
There really isn't.
There isn't.
But we were away at a friend's place on the weekend.
Yeah.
And my wife, we went down because Kat had a gig at Lismore and at Lennox Heads Friday and Saturday night. So we thought we'd all go down there and hang out. So she went off to do a gig on Friday. The partner, Candy Pants, he had just done a...
Why is he called Candy Pants?
Because he wears bright coloured pants.
Yep, obvious.
He had just done a bike tour of Europe, but on his way back, they'd missed their flight. So he had a bit of a hectic travel thing getting back, and he'd only just arrived the day before we got there. Mm-hmm. So he was jet lagged, didn't really know where he was. So he popped off to bed. So it was just me and the girls up. They've got a 17-year-old daughter. And I was getting to know her a bit and just chatting while the mum was faffing about inside the house. And she, God love her, she's got a great outlook on life and she's got a real mission goal of what she wants to do. And she wants to be an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to be able to do like musical theatre. Wants to be sort of an everything. Wants to be able to sing, dance, write maybe. But
Can she sing? Many
acts.
I mean, you have to be able to sing by now if you're 17.
Yeah. She can hold a tune. Okay. She's doing some lessons as well to get better as well.
Got it.
So we were chatting about what she was thinking about, what she wanted to do with her life, you know. And she was like, oh, well, I'm thinking I want to move to New York and pursue being an actor over there. And I was like, that's fantastic. In fact, why not? Let's do that. That's what, 'cause, and then I even relate to her. I was like, well, when me and Kat were a bit older than you, obviously, but when we were looking at, we were actually looking at moving to Melbourne to do stand-up comedy down there with the goal of getting pretty good in Melbourne to be big enough to go over to London or New York and do it over there. And then we thought, why faff about with all that? Why not just go directly to New York? And we were actually going to move, or to Europe. We were going to move to London just before I got this gig. But we thought, why faff around in Australia if your end goal is
just
to get,
do
to just do it. Just
why
jump
don't you just
in.
Be the smallest fish in the biggest pond that's really unknown?
Yes, that's true. Well, yep. I mean, if your end goal is to do it for a while here to get to America and do it.
People do. A lot of people, you know, a lot of singers, they go straight over there, don't they? Australian singers, as opposed to, we just spoke to Morgan Evans.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's big over in the States,
And she was so grateful for my advice.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
How did she show the gratefulness? Just wondering how a 17-year-old girl just want to make sure that you interpret it the same way that we
Let's
would.
Let's get a selfie.
Oh, my God. You're so wise.
Or was she on her phone and
was like, I'm going to shut him up by going, oh, my God, that's really good. Thank you.
No, she was very appreciative of my advice. Very, very much so. Because then her mum came back out and said, what have you guys been talking about? And I hadn't chatted to her mum about what her goals were with their daughter or what their plans were. And they have actively, for the last 6 months, been trying to talk her out of going to New York. And trying to get her to stay here for a bit and get a little bit of sort of skill under her belt before she then takes the big leap to go overseas. So she went off to pack her bags and check flights.
They still have to pay for it. And you've got to remember, they've got a lot of karma coming because Rory's a lot younger.
Oh, that's true. That could really get me back, couldn't they?
Hey, remember how, like, you know what? Why don't you follow your goals of being an accountant? Your parents would be so proud. I know that Stav's always said that he wanted a daughter that does that.
Abby
just so
is
you know.
Not allowed to over to my house.
He's the only one that used to always say, like, I don't want my daughter to be an accountant.
Although this time every year, I'm like, yeah, that'd be handy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you got to go back on that, don't you?
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Yacht Vice, Brisbane River's newest super yacht venue. Two lavish levels and a full cocktail bar available for private charter. Yachtclub.com.au.
B105's
Brown Snake Launch Party.
A little party never killed nobody.
party.
Rightio.
We haven't had a party for a while, have we?
I can't remember our
last
party.
If you can't
party.
Remember, it's time to party. Does anyone remember our last party?
Well, you know what? You're right. We need to party. If we can't remember it. I think Mum's Gone Wild. Was that our last party?
That was embarrassing. May last year. We had a Christmas.
Yeah, May last year. That was it. Oh, and Santa in the Suburbs.
Yeah, but that was a family party.
Okay, no kids.
So here's the deal. We have a super yacht. We're going to float down the Brisbane River to celebrate our Brisbane Brown Snake Yacht Vice Brisbane River's newest super yacht venue. It's two lavish levels available for private charter. Inquire yachtclub.com.au.
We are going to play Trivia Turf War. Mm-hmm. 13, 10, 60. We need one from the south, one from the north.
You go head-to-head at this party. Of course, we're going to crack open a bag of brown snakes. You will get to taste it.
Just one bag?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only got 10.
Mm.
It's as rare as prime, baby.
No, you can get prime everywhere.
Well,
now.
As rare as prime was.
Was.
But we were talking off-air about dress code, which I don't think we've announced yet. I think now's the time we've got to do it.
So we didn't even have a big meeting about this. It just came to the top of the head and we went, yes, 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 we need it. A tie is brown tie.
Mm.
So you go to black tie event. This is brown tie event. Interpret it as what you will. I am going to that I need to wear brown. It's so hard to find a brown dress.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's not any woman's favourite colour, is it?
Really? You can get bronze. So you can get like the sequins.
It's not a bronze snake though, is it?
No, but I didn't join the girl guides because I didn't like the colour brown. Well, they had to be the brownies before you were the girl guides and I didn't want to be the brownies.
Can you get like dye something brown? Like if you get a white something and...
You're into tie diving? Tie diving? Dying? Can't say it.
There's no brown in that.
Well, you just mix
it all together, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear? Let's get some brown suits made.
Made?
Yes.
Well, if you're a tailor who's got a lot of brown leftover stuff.
Yeah. We get top hats or little hats. Yeah. It feels like we need one. B105.